Oasis Audio presents The Chair by James L. Rubart. Read for you by the author. Hold a true friend with both your hands. Nigerian Proverb. Chapter 1. On Tuesday afternoon at 5:30, an elderly lady strode into Corin's antique store as if she owned it and said,
"The next 2 months of your life will be either heaven or hell."
The corners of her mouth turned up a fraction. It was almost a smile. "Excuse me?" Corin Roscoe stared at her over the mound of bills in front of him and stifled a laugh. White hair, deep smile lines etched into her high cheekbones, she had to be at least mid-70s, maybe 80, but she moved like she was in her 40s. She wore a dark tan coat that bounced off her calves as she strolled toward Corin. Ice blue eyes full of laughter. She didn't look crazy.
"I've brought you the chair, you see."
She stared at him, as if that statement would explain everything. Corin brushed his dark hair off his forehead and slid off the stool behind his sales counter. "What chair?" The woman looked around the store like a schoolteacher evaluating a new classroom of students. Her eyes seemed to settle on the pile of precisely stacked books from the 1700s.
"I love books, you know."
Something about her was familiar. "Do I know you?" He took a step toward the woman.
"No."
Her laugh had a tinge of music in it.
"I hardly think so."
"You're sure?"
"Yes."
"You're a fortune teller, right? And think a little heaven and a little hell is coming my way. Can't I just subscribe to your newsletter?" She drew a circle in the air with her forefinger. Cherry.